The increase in soybean crushing capacity across the U.S. provides optimism for soybean farmers. Mitchell area soybean grower Bruce Haynes is a director with the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, and he indicates the rise in new or refurbished soybean plants is being driven by biofuels.
The numbers that I'm reading, there are about 58% of our soybeans now are going through crush. In the next 3 years, they expect those numbers to go up 6% a year, and if you know that would be another 18%, and so that would take us to 76% of our crop going to crush into the biofuels market, and that's exciting because then we need less emphasis on maybe what China's going to buy from us and what the overseas markets are going to do.
Haynes explains grassroots support for biofuels is critical to strengthening the industry. And while lobbying by membership groups like the South Dakota Soybean Association is helpful, he says farmers can help grow demand by utilizing biodiesel.
Go to those stations that offer biodiesel, and they'll be marked on the pumps. And if you find a station that does, you know, frequent that station.
On-farm use of biodiesel is also key to driving demand and boosting soybean utilization. Haynes says the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff is currently offering a rebate program to aid farmers in trying the renewable fuel they help produce. Applications for the rebate can be found at sdsoybean.org. Haynes has firsthand knowledge of the impact of local demand, pointing to the new High Plains processing plant at Mitchell and the improvement of basis for area soybeans. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.